We should mention, I just want to hop on for a moment, that there are food trucks. There are food trucks behind us, and they smell so good. So not only should you come by for... Jonathan Q is holding up a grilled cheese sandwich. And that is a Melt City grilled cheese sandwich.
Sourdough bread.
So delectable.
Probably a mozzarella cheese or maybe a white cheddar.
I think it's a combination of cheeses. I'm not even sure. Somebody Instagram that. We also have...
It's about to be Instagrammed.
We also have Slavic rolls. I've never seen them before, but they're pure magic. What else do we have? Capilano Tea Company as well. Yeah, so if for no other reason than to eat the most amazing foods, you really ought to come down to Victory Square, which is at the corner of Canby and Hastings.
Yep.
And come check out some tunes. Up next is going to be Tough Customer.
Yeah, all right. And, you know, I don't know many people have tried Slavic rolls before, so this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime.
It really is. And I see from afar that, you know, you can put Nutella on it. And really,
jams.
Really, you could put Nutella on anything and it would taste pretty good.
Nutella on broccoli.
I'm going to leave that one for you.
All right.
It's worth mentioning our sponsors, maybe, too. I love how you just jumped on the broadcast now.
I don't know. Am I supposed to give the mic to?
No, you can keep the mic. Well, actually, Steve's behind you.
Here, I'm going to give it off to Steve.
Eric Coates, you want to hold that mic, but it's fine.
I got to make space for others, you know.
Keep the sharing vibe.
Yeah, it's my role. Here you go, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
I'm back.
You're back.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
You really had to fight for that mic. You know, I saw there was almost... There was just about to be a wrestle. I'm just saying. Do you want to mention some raffle prizes, maybe? Do we even have the raffle prizes here? No, we don't. We have the people who donated raffles. Sponsors, we can list through those again. Go for it, Steve.
Okay, some of the other donors to our raffle are Polk Community Acupuncture. We also have the Biltmore, Cinematech, and the Community Thrift and Vintage, just to name a few.
Just to name a few. Yes. So, and the raffle proceeds, worth mentioning, are going to CITR 101.9 FM, which is the frequency that you're currently tuned into. But it's also going to Discorder Magazine, because we're part of that, and Megaphone Magazine, which is this incredible magazine here in the downtown east side. Megaphone is sold by low-income vendors. They do incredible, incredible work in the neighborhood, and we're really happy to be supporting them again this year. Some of our sponsors. Our gold sponsor is, we have a couple of them, SFU's Van City Office of Community Engagement. Shout out to Amjo Hall over there. Also Hastings Crossing BIA and Redgate Art Society, which, by the way, all day long Redgate is selling memberships because they are a nonprofit art society. Do incredible work with music and art. They're selling memberships here. Who are our other sponsors?
We also have Print, Audio Pile Records, Neptune Records, Girls Rock Camp, Vancouver Orphan Kitten Rescue, Gallery Cachet, Mint Records, Eastside Flea, Selectors Records, and Bomber Brewing.
Let me tell you guys, those kittens, it's a crisis in Vancouver here.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it.
And, you know, in part, by coming out to Victory Square, I think there is some link there. We can stop kitten homelessness. But also, there's great music coming up next. Morning Coup is up.
Tough Customer?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Tough Customer is up next.
And then Morning Coup.
And then Morning Coup. But also Tough Customer, because that's
so
exciting,
right? But also Tough Customer.
Yeah. And we're going to have an interview with that band, and then Morning Coup afterwards. And we're going to be broadcasting until 7 p.m.
Until
7 p.m.
But you can come here until 9 p.m.
So actually, you can be on the air. If you're listening to this, why not actualize?
Come here. You should come.
Come talk to us.
Speaking of, actually, we're trying to come up with a good name for this broadcast center. We were thinking something along the lines of Command Control Central, or maybe some sort of sci-fi related broadcast name.
I vote for CITR Broadcast Enterprise.
It's good. It might be a little too wordy, but, you know, if you're listening and you're like, wow, those cats just do not know what to name that, you can come on down, enjoy some music, and maybe tell us what to name our command center.
In fact, why not? Let's just open this up to social media. You can tweet at us at CITR Radio and tell us what we should be naming our broadcast command center here at Victory Square.
Way to open it up and make it accessible. Yes. But how about you also come down and then tweet at us, too? All the social media.
Better yet, come down and just tell us in person.
If you come down and tell us in person, you can enjoy everything that we have down here. You can enjoy the grass. Enjoy the... Actually, we have a lot of people here now, worth mentioning. There's quite a crowd filling up this hill, which is pretty nice. And, yeah, John Q.,
it's a beautiful day, and we'd love for you to be out here with us on the field at Victory Square Block Party 2016. Talk to you soon. We'll be back with some music and Tough Customers live set.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Coming up next at the Victory Square Block Party is Morning Coup, and once again we are broadcasting to you live from Victory Square in downtown Vancouver on unceded and traditional lands belonging to the Coast Salish people, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
Yes, and I did want to apologize because before I had said that Tough Customer was up next, and I accidentally lied to you. But Morning Coup is now up next, and afterwards we'll have an interview with Morning Coup as well, so stay tuned for that.
We'll go over now to the live set. Once again, live set at Victory Square Block Party.
Thank you. today. I make you mine, long, long time today.
You are listening to the live broadcast from Victory Square on CITR 101.9 FM. The last songs that we heard are going to be mentioned by Andy Resto, because I cannot remember what we played. Andy?
Hello. There is a song by The Fall in there, which is great. It's called Black Monk Theme Part 2, off Disc 2 of Extra Kits. And right now is Amen Dunes, Rocket Flare. Before that was Animal Collective with Bagels in Kiev. And we're about to hear Morning Coup in a couple minutes. That's great. I'm going to pass it back to Britt.
Perfect. Thank you, Andy Resto. And that's it. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Duncan McHugh. I'm one of the DJs at CITR, and this is Alice. And I host Dunkin' Donuts Thursdays at noon. Please check it out. A lot of the bands here today are featured on the show, so it's great. And that's at CITR and Discorder, and you can go to CITR.ca for more info about the station. First of all, we'd like to thank our sponsors for this year's Victory Square. So the gold sponsors are SFU's Van City Office of Community Engagement, Hastings Crossing BIA, and the Red Gate Art Society. You can find out more about Red Gate over there and also get info about the unofficial Music Waste after party happening tonight. Ask around. The silver sponsor is Print, and the bronze sponsors are Audiopile, Neptune Records, Girls Rock Camp, Vinyl Records, Vancouver Orphan Kid and Rescue Association, Gallery Gache, Mint Records, Eastside Flea, Selectors Records, and Bomber Brewing. All right. There's also food trucks. There are two food trucks. Melt City Grilled Cheese is over there, as is Slavic Rolls. So don't get too drunk. Make sure to eat and balance out the beer and the food. Yeah. All right. You may have heard that there's a raffle happening today. So raffle table is over there. I believe they're selling tickets throughout the park, so flag someone down. And we're going to do a draw right now. Ellie, are you going to help me out? So this is for prize pack two. Featuring a CITR and Discorder tote bag, a CITR and Discorder growler, a Paper Hound tote bag. Paper Hound is just around the corner, best bookstore in the city, and a $25 gift certificate. Two tickets to Twin Peaks at the Biltmore on September 29th, a Kingfisher Blues prize pack, the Soap Dispensary prize pack, 1 year-long pass to all Eastside Flea events, and all prize packs have those, as do, they also have two tickets to the Vancouver International Film Fest, and a plant from Ola Urban Flower. Okay, Ellie, now is your duty. Please give me a ticket. All right, so she selected a green ticket, and the last three numbers, well, it's 641-675. 675 on a green ticket. Do we have a winner? Yeah! All right, congratulations. Well done. Thank you for supporting Megaphone Magazine and CITR and Discorder. All right, so after that marathon of introductions, I'm now very happy to introduce our next performer. She released one of my favorite albums last year, Baby Blue. It's fantastic, and we're all in for a real treat. So Morning Coup. Give it up for Morning Coup.
Alrighty, everyone, we are here at Victory Square Block Party, and we're just waiting for Morning Coup to prepare her.
5 years, Destroy Vancouver has brought together Vancouver's underground community with experimental artists from around the world. On Thursday, September 8th, at Vivo Media Arts Center, Destroy Vancouver comes to an end with Volume 18, featuring internationally acclaimed artists Adriana Lopez, Christina Kubich, Katarina Ernst, along with Canadian artists Friends Plus War, Emily Thacker, Hazy, and Minimal Violence. $15 tickets available online, $20 at door, this September 8th.
We'll be right back. Oh, baby blue, how are you?
You just heard Morning Coup live here at the Victory Square Block Party, presented to you by CITR 101.9 FM and Music Waste. That was quite the show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was awesome. And pretty soon we're actually going to have an interview with Morning Coup as well.
And that will be done by...
by me, Britt Bachman, editor-in-chief of Discorder magazine, which by no means means that it will be a good interview. There's no guarantee, really.
You know, I think you're selling yourself a little short here.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Yeah. And it should be noted that we are not actually here alone at the broadcast center at Victory Square. We have...
broadcast center.
I'm just going to call it that now. here at Victory Square, we have others who are helping us along the way, so we should give a very special mention, a very special thank you to John Q, who is our producer on site. He was helping to make the magic happen here. And also Shay.
Shay McConkie, who is also the president of the student executive, or co-president of the student executive this year. So thanks, Shay, for helping out. Let's go through our sponsors, maybe, because we have a lot of sponsors, a lot of local businesses that have given things to us to make this possible. So we have on our gold sponsors are SFU's Van City Office of Community Engagement, Hastings Crossing BIA, and Redgate Arts Society, who are on-site selling memberships. We also have Print Print, and then our bronze sponsors are Audiopile Records, Neptune Records, Girls Rock Camp, Vancouver Orphan Kitten Rescue, Gallery Gachet, Mint Records, Eastside Flea, Selectors Records, who we love, shout out Brady, who's listening right now, and Bomber Brewing.
Also, we want to thank some of the donors who have generously gifted prizes for the raffle here happening today. Some of the providers are Eastside Flea, the Fringe Festival, Hockey Pad. You also have Kingfisher Blues, Bard on the Beach, and many, many more.
Yes, and the proceeds from those raffles, from the raffle tickets sold, go to CITR 101.9 FM, which is what you're listening to right now, and Discorder Magazine, and Megaphone Magazine, an incredible local magazine sold on the streets by low-income vendors. So come on down, buy those raffle tickets, and support all of us. I'm gonna grab Morning Coup, so keep it going, Steve.
So I do have to ask, Shay, what did you think of all the performers that you've heard so far?
Well, I think they've all been great so far. I have only caught the past two. So I saw SBDC and then just now Morning Coup, and both were excellent. I haven't seen either of them before, actually live, and I've listened to them a bunch. So it's good to see them live, and it exceeded my expectations.
So how would you describe the first opportunity to see them live?
I think this is the perfect opportunity to see them live for the first time. This is like the most glorious day, and there's just so many good bands playing today, and all of our friends are around, and it's just awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely come on down, check it out.
We're
Victory
on the
Square Block Party,
corner
West
of
Hastings.
Hastings.
This only happens once a year, so if you want to check out the acts that we have this year, you're not going to be able to see them anytime in the year. Definitely come on down, check it out. We got raffle prizes, just free music, and also food trucks.
Yeah, lots of great food. There's some Slavic rolls going on. We have Melt City grilled cheese, and Capilano Tea House is also here. Super yummy. Come check it out. Victory Square, you gotta embrace this last little bit of summer too, right? Such a glorious day, no rain. So come on down with all your friends and just listen
to
some live music for free.
Yeah, the party is going to continue until 9 p.m., so there's still plenty of time to come on down and check it out. Come on by and say hi at the Broadcast Center. Help us name what we have set up today.
The Broadcast Center is just tentative. So we're just going to prepare for an interview with Morning Coup, and we will be back. Stay tuned.
Popcorn double feature.
Hello. You are listening to the live broadcast at Victory Square. You are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. Limited chaos in the booth. It's great. Don't you love those live broadcasts? I am joined by Chandra Morningku. I'm going to get her mic turned on, please. Thanks. Chandra, welcome. Welcome to the madness that is the Victory Square broadcast. That performance was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Do I hold it close?
Oops. Yeah.
Okay.
That is perfect.
Great.
Okay. So generally I don't ask this because I try to stay away from questions about color. But I was wondering, you are wearing an incredible red right now. I also don't normally like to mention that. But is there something about the color red that you feel especially drawn to in relation to your music?
Oh, well, red's my favorite color. And I go through different favorite colors, but I'm pretty obsessed with red right now. I think it looks nice, but it's also a color of indigenous resistance. And it's also the color of Pomegranates is my favorite movie.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about genre and movie as well. What is your favorite genre of movie?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I have one.
Are you much into horror genres?
I appreciate it, but I don't know a lot about it. Yeah.
I was watching Pet Sematary last night at the Rio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice. And which is like classic Stephen King novel. And there was this sort of question of, if your pet died, would you bury it in normal soil? Would you bury it in soil that kind of infused life back into it and brought said pet back as a zombie? And I was wondering, if you were given the option of saying goodbye to a pet, or saying goodbye to a pet and having them come back as a zombie version of themselves, which would you choose?
I wouldn't do it because grief is painful, but it's a natural part of the human condition.
I agree. Thank you. And so, going back to your set for just a moment, now that I've asked the Pet Sematary question that I was kind of curious about, how is it performing your set, which normally I've only ever seen you in dark sort of situations, the spooky dark Red Gate, or I think maybe the last time was Antisocial Skate Shop. What's it like performing to bright sunny skies and a grassy hill full of people?
It's really uncomfortable, but sometimes I would look up and see the tree in the sky, and I was like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was a breeze, but mostly it was really scary.
I'm sorry to hear that. It sounded amazing, though, and I like that you said that it's scary and kind of the open air, because this is an opportunity that, of course, like, you don't get very often, but not many people get very often, to really, like, to pour their sound out onto the streets in the daytime, you know?
Yeah, that is cool that there's people just walking by. Must have been weird because I was screaming a bunch.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's good to have mixed it up a little.
Screaming with rhythm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're holding a bunch of cassettes right now.
Oh, yeah. These are for sale. I just got them.
They're awesome.
Yeah. My LP came out on No Sun Recordings, but my friend just put out the album on cassette,
and
I just got
Gary
them yesterday.
Cassette,
yeah, Gary Cassettes, yeah. So if anyone wants one, email garycassettes@gmail.com.
Can they come here? Are they for sale here?
Oh, yeah.
These are your copies.
I have five, so if anyone wants to buy one, I'll be here wearing red. I'm the lady in red.
Oh, man, if only we had some Krista Berg to cue up, right?
Oh, yeah, that would be embarrassing.
That would be incredibly embarrassing, and I'm sorry I just mentioned that.
That's fine, no, but I've had people sing. My friend Claire right over there, she's saying that to me, so it's fine.
Yeah, and speaking of friends, you appear to have a lot of friends in the bands performing today, like Tough Customer is performing up next. What is... what are you most looking forward to the day, or has it happened already, or do you plan on hanging out and enjoying some of the music coming up?
Yeah, I'm gonna hang out, and I guess I'm, well, I love seeing Tough Customer play every time. It's nice seeing your friends you really care about doing their thing on a
stage.
It's nice.
And do you have any shows coming up if our listeners want to go see you some more?
No, not really. I'm kind of going to maybe take a little bit of time. And then, because I have some other projects I'm doing not music related, and then I want to put together a new live set. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that.
Yeah. It'll be, I think I'll enjoy performing better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the change of seasons are kind of like refreshing vibes and stuff. Looks like the next band is about to start, so maybe we should cut this interview.
Okay.
But thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
it's been awesome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You are listening to the live broadcast from Victory Square on CITR 101.9 FM. In the background is a fabulous sound check by Tough Customer, who is going to be playing up next. What else is there to say? Steve, welcome back.
I am back.
You are back. You are right beside me at the command center, which we still haven't actually named yet.
I'm sure we'll figure something out by the end of the day.
It's true. It's true. Unless one of you listening wants to come and tell us what to call the live broadcast command center, we could really use some help brainstorming names.
Once again, we are broadcasting live from Victory Square on unceded and traditional lands belonging to the Coast Salish peoples, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. So, again, this festival does run until 9 p.m., so there's still plenty of time. Come on down, check it out, enjoy the free music and all the good vibes that are happening here today. So, what's coming up next?
Up next is Tough Customer, who is sound checking back. Very excited for that set. And they're actually playing this time. Last time I said that, it was Morning Coup, so I jumped the gun. But, yeah. Also worth mentioning that there are food trucks. There's food. Some of you might be getting hungry. I know I'm getting hungry, especially looking over and seeing these Slavic rolls, which look absolutely divine. Yeah, some yummy food. Oh, is Tough Customer about to play? We don't know.
Looks like they're almost done with sound check here, and it should be noted that we have another addition to the team, to the hosting team, broadcast team here at the CITR booth. Say hello to everybody.
Hey there, it's Nick. I finished my last show on CITR Thursday, so I'm happy to be back and hang out with y'all. Yeah, this is like my fifth Victory Square party.
Nice.
The first time I came, I was 18, and I was really freaked out. I was like, who are these weird people?
Why were you freaked out?
Because I was 18. I was in high school, and I was just like, this is so strange. But
so this was the sickest festival ever, because finally you could see all these bands not in a small venue that is 19 plus?
Yeah, exactly. Anyone can come down. Anyone can have fun. And it's open for everybody. So we're going to go listen to Shay talk and introduce the band.
My name is Shay. I am a host of a radio show at CITR called Shine On, alternating Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. I also am president of the student executive this year, which is very exciting. But yeah, thanks for coming down. This is Victory Square Block Party. It's always a great time. We're also live broadcasting this entire day on CITR, so you can listen to that at citr.ca or 101.9 FM. So, this is all presented by CITR, your local radio station, and Music Waste. If you are looking to get involved with CITR Discorder or Music Waste, there's lots of volunteer opportunities all the time. So get in touch at citr.ca or musicwaste@gmail.com. We will also be hosting the annual Live at Lunch concert series starting this week, September 6th to the 14th. So tune in to CITR every day from 12 to 1. We'll be running a live broadcast of all of the performances. That's going to include Les Chaussettes, Hazy, Ashley Shadow, and many more. It's going to be great. Also, sponsors. We have so many great sponsors this year, including SFU's Van City Office of Community Engagement, Hastings Crossing BIA, and Redgate Arts Society, our friends who have a table over there. And they are selling memberships, so go sign up. They're great. And they're hosting an after party at Redgate tonight, so check that out. We also have Print, Audiopile Records, Neptune Records, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, Vinyl Records, Vancouver Orphan Kitten Rescue Association, Gallery Gachet, Mint Records, Eastside Fleece, Selectors Records, and Bomber Brewing. Woo! And we're gonna do another raffle. Woohoo! So get your raffle tickets if you haven't yet. And we're gonna draw a prize, a prize pack that includes one CITR and Discorder tote bag, one CITR and Discorder growler, a $25 gift certificate to Community Thrift and Vintage, FKA Twigs EP2 vinyl, great album, and two tickets to Bird on the Beach's 2016 season, which includes Romeo and Juliet or Merry Wives of Windsor. All right, we're gonna do it. Are you ready? And the lucky winner is 2737618. And it's a white ticket. Anyone? Black and white. Anyone? No. I'm gonna read it one more time. 2737618. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna do another one. Okay. This one is also black and white. 2737496. Yay! Sorry? 496. Okay, awesome. Congratulations! Thank you so much for coming to Victory Square Block Party. Again, we're live broadcasting all of this on CITR.ca and 101.9 FM. This is Tough Customer. It's going to be great. Enjoy.
Ready? Vocals and bass in here. Thank you.
clear as
sure.
Clean and clear as
sure.
Clean and clear as
Hands, hold on, the
old hands who's going home with their hands tonight.
Connor, he's my friend.
Your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information...
The Victory Square broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM. The Victory Square Broadcast Party is an annual free music festival brought to you by Music Waste and CITR Discorder. So we're broadcasting from Victory Square on unceded and traditional land belonging to the Coast Salish people, the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Salish Wet'suwet'en tribe. The festival runs until 9 p.m. Okay, all right. Thanks a lot. Having some sound things going on here. So, yeah, okay. We're good. Anyway, yeah, thanks. So we're just hanging out, and I'm here with Steve, and we're in Victory Square in downtown Vancouver, and I think the band that's coming up next is... Nope.
Milk is coming up next. And so if you're out there in Vancouver anywhere, please come down to Victory Square and we can hopefully bring a great show to you. Once again, this is the Victory Square Block Party, and a tough customer will be coming up soon to do an interview. Hopefully, we should remind you that there is a raffle going down here. People who donated are Adbusters, Audiopile, Bar on the Beach, the Biltmore Cabaret, Cinematech, Community Thrift and Vintage, Coop Salon, Eastside Flea, Fringe Fest, Hockey Dad Records, JD's Barbershop, King Fisher Blues, Mint Records, Nouvelle, Off the Rail, Ola Urban Flower Project, The Paper Hound, Hope Community, Act Venture, The Regional Assembly, Sips, Sissy Cakers, The Soap Dispensary, Timber Concerts, VIF Vinyl Records, and so this is the Victory Square Block Party from hosted by CITR and Music Waste. Top customer just played. They played about a half-hour set. Coming up next is a rock band called Milk, and they're an excellent pop band, and they're going to play this crew of raggedy people of all assortments here sitting on the beach. I'm doing so bad. John's looking at me like...
Hello, everyone. You're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM right now. It is hectic over here. There's some sweating going down in this booth. It is hot. There's a bit of shade, though. There's miraculous things going on. We have a very special guest with us right now. And then afterwards, we're going to be hearing an interview with Tough Customer. Nick, perhaps you'd like to introduce our special guest?
Tough Customer? Oh, who's our special guest? That's Eleanor. Eleanor's going to save me from this hellhole I've brought myself into. How are you doing?
You didn't sound very excited that it was me.
No, I'm so embarrassed. I feel like it was my first radio show ever.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. It's tough. You know? It's okay. Yeah. We're all learning here today.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, you guys aren't. I am.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. But, is everything?
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Thanks. Yeah. So, we just wanted to chat with Eleanor just very briefly. So first off, you're here not just representing CITR, but also Music Waste.
Yeah, that's right. I'm one of the organizers of Music Waste Festival, which is a locally run DIY festival that's been happening in Vancouver for 22 years.
So tell me a little bit more about the background of the Victory Square Block Party. What is it other than fun?
Well, it's really important part of the community in Vancouver, the entire year that happens, just because it brings together so many different groups and it brings together so many different people. We do the raffle, of course, which gives money to Megaphone Magazine, which is a local street paper that's sold by low-income and homeless vendors all over the city. And actually, Megaphone was one of the original organizers of Victory Square Block Party, which is why we think it's really important to continue to give some of the proceeds from the event towards them to recognize the contribution they've made to Vancouver in creating such a fantastic event.
Yeah. So how did this entire festival come about? How was the idea formed?
You know, I am not entirely sure about the exact history because I wasn't there, but I do know that it was started by Megaphone Magazine. It started 12 years ago, and I believe it was a partnership with another magazine at the time. But I could be getting that not exactly right. I'm not sure. But what I do know is that they did it for a few years. And then about 4 years ago, CITR came on board in the place of Megaphone. And they have continued to organize it alongside with Music Waste.
So if people want to find out more about Megaphone, the magazine, also CITR, and more about just the festivals that they put on in general, where can they go to find that information?
So you can hit up Music Waste's Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram. It's just Music Waste Festival. And you can check out CITR on Facebook and just CITR.ca. All right.
Thank you so much, Eleanor.
Yeah, no problem. Nice chatting with you. Yeah.
So we're going to head back over to the music now. We're switching over to the live set.